welcome to the Art of Living radio show with me, Victoria Mary Clark. Today, I am speaking to somebody who's been on the show before. His name is the Reverend Ender Donlan. Welcome back, Reverend Ender.
Thanks very much, Victoria. It's great to be back.
And you are putting on a conscious concert at the RDS in Dublin this weekend.
We are, yeah.
On Saturday.
On this Saturday.
The 28th of March.
That's right.
That's right. Mm. And you put on a conscious concert last year in the same venue.
Yeah, it was the first one we did last year. And it's aimed at celebrating spirituality in this country in a very inclusive way. Bringing people together, having a lot of fun, and also sharing some world wisdom. So we invite who's kind of the latest of spirituality in the spiritual market to Ireland, and we mixed that with music and dance.
And last year's one was really fun, wasn't it?
Did you enjoy it?
I did very much enjoy it. It was really fun. It was a whole day out, basically, wasn't it? It was like every kind of thing.
Yeah, and this year we're making it more of an evening time, because last year it was a long day for
very
some
long
people.
Day. Mm.
And towards the end, people were, you know, it was people were getting a bit tired, and there was a lot to take in. So this year we're focusing a lot more on high quality rather than quantity.
Okay.
So there's three main performances, and they're all performing in Ireland for the first time.
For the first time?
All for the first time, yeah.
And so who are they?
Well, the first one is a woman called Suda. And she's a devotional singer, and she's recorded with people like Deva Premal and these kind of well-known spiritual musicians. And she's from Denmark, and she's going to be singing kind of world chant spirituality music, but it kind of feels or sounds like Indian kirtan chanting.
Right.
And
will people be singing along with that, or
Think there will be a little bit of call and response.
Yeah,
I think so. Mm-hmm. And she'll be, you know, she'll be creating that beautiful heart energy to open the concert with. And the format for it is to for Suda to open that heart space and to receive the wisdom from the wisdom speaker. And our wisdom speaker this year is a man called Aravinder Hemadra.
Mm-hmm.
And Aravinder...
Is he Indian?
He's not. He's American.
Sounds Indian.
He does. It's an Indian name.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think it means shining one,
mm-hmm.
which is also another word for what the immortals use. I think the immortals use a word called
We'll be getting
shining
on to the immortals in a minute.
Okay. I'm jumping ahead of myself.
So who's this guy?
So Aravinder Hemadra is one of the only Westerners to be invited into a secret valley in the Himalayas to where the immortal masters of the world live.
Okay, and a lot of people who listen to the show, some of them may be aware of who the immortal masters are, but for those who aren't, can you explain a bit more about them and who they are?
Yeah, well, the immortal masters have, there's a lot of references to them in a lot of different, from a lot of different sources. You know, ancient spiritual groups like the Essenes, the Egyptian spirituality, even our own Irish Tuatha De Danann referred to, you know, they were referred to as the shining ones or the immortal ones.
Mm-hmm.
So pre almost time as we know it, to a certain extent, you know, there was a wisdom of immortality. Even Tiernan Og was the land of immortality.
Oh yes, it was, wasn't it?
And you know, there was an ancient wisdom of an understanding that immortality was a reality. And we in the modern age have been indoctrinated to almost believe that that's not possible, and that's not real, you know. And it yet most civilizations across the globe have talked about it in some shape or form through their mythologies. So I suppose with and this isn't a knocking of the church, because I you know, but
you are a reverend after all,
I
so
am,
you can't be knocking
and,
the church.
And it's about being inclusive, but you know, we have been, you know, we have gone down one path to a certain extent, and to a certain extent slightly blinkered, you know. So this is about, the concert is about taking those blinkers off and being open to the vastness of spirituality and what we might have missed.
So this guy, he's going to be teaching some of the wisdom of these?
Yeah, well, his remit actually is to come in and give an experience.
Okay.
So what I mean by experience is a guided meditation. So we don't really want, and that's what the concert's ethos is about giving people a cool experience.
Mm.
And rather than just people coming along with notebooks and taking down notes. So we want people to be engaged and we want them to touch the wisdom inside themselves and to leave the concert in a slightly more enlightened state than when they had arrived in the first place. So that's the aim. And
and have you met this guy?
I've talked to him on the phone.
Okay. And how did you select him?
Well, as you know, Margot Nand headlined the concert last year.
Yes.
And Margot Nand has co-written books with many, you know, Deepak Chopra, and hung out with all these kind of well-known spiritual world names. And she came out, she read his book, and she was in 3-year silent retreat. She read Aravinder's book and came out of retreat to train under Aravinder.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a 7-year initiation training that she's doing. And she said to us, if there's a book you're going to read in the not so distant future, you have to read his book.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing.
And what's it about, his book?
His book is about his journey into the interior of the Himalayan mountains to meet the immortal masters of the world. And it was almost a journey or leap of faith, because the last kind of frontier as such, or the last village before he went into the wilderness, the villagers had said to him, you know, you can't go that way. If you go that way, you're not coming back. But he knew he had to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been visited. He made that journey in 2006. But when he was 6 years old, he had been visited by an immortal master through his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, if I remember correctly, it appeared slightly in a kind of a translucent physical form to him as well. But he understood who it was and what it was about. And he also had another opportunity with an encounter with one of the immortal masters in his 20s when he was in India. And the immortal master said to him, you come with me now. And Aravinder looked at him and said, it's not my time yet. So he knew that wasn't his time. And then in 2006, I believe he would have been about in his mid-50s, it was time for him to make that journey to the immortal masters it's called the Amapura Valley.
Right.
And it's a secret valley in the Himalayas that has existed before and has been in existence before the time as we know it.
Right, so that's quite
a
big thing for people to get their head around.
Sure.
All that stuff.
And the wisdom that they impart is the wisdom of, it's not the wisdom of the immortal beings, it's the wisdom of humanity. And we have to claim ownership of that, because it's the wisdom of who we are. And what the immortal masters would say is that we are the exact same as them. And the ignorance of life and death has been put on us.
Mm.
And we are trapped in this cycle. And our true state is immortal. Our true state is to shine like a star.
And do you believe all this stuff yourself?
I have been really captivated by the whole story, I have to say.
Mm.
And, you know, I love kind of all this kind of new agey, what's old agey, but it's new agey because a lot more people are getting into it these days, and it's becoming this knowledge is becoming more accessible to people. But I suppose I wouldn't say I have any religion, I don't follow any faith path, so but I don't like to sit in the fence and just dip my toes into things either. I suppose I'm like a lot of people, I'd be searching, and I sense when something is true and when something is serving me and when it's not. And, you know, various faiths that I've got into and, you know, various types of meditation, they reached a point when
we
I
should
just
probably mention that you are a minister who doesn't belong to a particular religion. You're interdenominational.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. The
interfaith
minister is, or the interfaith movement is about. You train in a seminary. It's called a seminary, but you go over every weekend for a month, every weekend, and what it does do is it dispels a certain amount of ignorance about each faith path. But
so you look into Christianity, Buddhism, Islam,
sure, and Confucianism, and Hinduism, and Sufism, and all the mystical branches of the faiths as well,
yeah,
and shamanism, the earth-based traditions, and so on. They're all very fascinating, and you could spend a lifetime on any one faith path.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, an interfaith minister doesn't claim to be a minister of all faiths. It's just an interfaith minister acknowledges the essence that brings them all together, and that's the essence. So, you know, they're pretty much all talking about the same thing, you know, and the mystical experience of all the faith paths talk about the deeper experience of love that flows within us, you know.
Yeah. And is that so complicated that we need to have spiritual masters in the Himalayas to teach it to us, or can we not just grasp that for ourselves, that love works and, you know, the opposite doesn't, in a way?
What do you mean?
Well, like, as Jesus said, all you got to do really is just love your neighbor as you love yourself, and then everything works. But isn't that really very simple, and does it need a Himalayan immortal person to tell us it, or can we not just get it?
Well, my understanding of it, and it is a novice's understanding of it, is that it's about alignment. You know, that it's not just about our actions. Our actions are a result of and are born out of that alignment. And it's being, you know, it's about being in that, like a radio transmitter that's tuning into a station. And that's what it's like, that we have to tune our bodies into the frequency of love. And I would be open to the, you know, to learning methods, deep, profound, ancient methods that bring us to that state of alignment with that frequency of love. And, you know, there is lots of different methods for sure in lots of different spiritual practices that do bring us into that alignment. But I haven't found one that resonates with me yet.
Right. We will take a short break and be right back to talk more about this wisdom.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
So welcome back to The Art of Living with me, Victoria Mary Clark, and I'm talking today with Enda Donlan from the Conscious Concert at the RDS, which is happening this Saturday. And we were just talking about the wisdom speaker. I've forgotten his name already.
Aravinder Hemadra.
It's not the easiest name to remember. Aravinder Hemadra. Okay. And he is going to be teaching some stuff which he has learned from some immortal masters who live in the Himalayas in a secret valley. So this is worth going to.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
It must be something. Well, it's his first time in Ireland.
Yeah.
And what have you gained so far from your conversations with him? What have you learned?
Well, I think for starters, he's not motivated by money. He's a very humble, simple, easygoing man. You know, when we tune into who we see would be best to bring to Ireland for a concert like this, we try and allow something to emerge as well, and trust that things are flowing, you know, and that the person who is going to be at the next concert will show themselves, you know.
Okay.
And Aravinder Hemadra has just naturally showed himself, and through Margot Anand, and as a result of Aravinder Hemadra, the next person has actually showed themselves for next year
already.
So this is, I feel, that the concert is about feeling into what do people really need, what kind of wisdom can we bring to Ireland, rather than going headhunting and forcing a headline because we want to put on a concert. It's very much an organic approach to...
So it's more of an intuitive approach.
More intuitive. Allowing it to evolve and emerge that way, and be guided by spirit, and we feel that the concert is guided by spirit, and that we, although there's a lot of production side of it which is very, you know, can be very heavy going, it's still, you know, the energy of it is very light.
So yeah. When you say we, what, who do you mean? There's you and...
Yeah, there's a core bunch of people who are helping out and volunteering and supporting and promoting.
Mm-hmm.
My main person I work with is a girl called Masha, and we work alongside each other. And without her, it'd be very hard to keep the energy going. So
was it your idea, the whole thing?
Well, I think a lot of these ideas just come through us, you know. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really, you know, it's about being receptive again and allowing it, you know, an idea can come through, say, me or Masha, but we're channels at the end of the day, as you'd very well know, you know.
Mm-hmm. And once you've had an idea, did you find that you went through a first stage of being like super enthusiastic, this is great, yay, let's do it, and then when the reality of like trying to sell tickets and put up money to pay for the venue and do all these things hits, it's like another level? Did you find that?
Well, creating a concert like this, which is very niche, and it's really geared at people who want something different, and who, it's not really geared for the masses, and that has its downfalls, because you can't just
put a poster on a hoarding, or you can't just put things on buses.
Yeah.
Imagine everyone is going to want to go.
No, absolutely, because it's just not going to capture, you know, it's not what they're looking for. Most of them are just looking to see when the next sale is on, and do you know what I mean? Or the next kind of, you know, the next kind of golfing venue, or, you know.
It's not 50 Shades Grey.
Or it's not 50 Shades. I did see the movie.
You know, did?
I did.
Wow. Did you like it?
I thought it was, there was a lot of depth to it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of cycle. I thought it was, you know, it was interesting. Yeah. There was deeper aspects to it that could be, you know, over there for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, better get back to your conscious concert.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's going to speak, and he's going to do a guided meditation.
Yeah, like a transmission of this knowledge, this immortal knowledge, through the meditation, and hopefully he'll inspire people through that, you
mm-hmm.
know. And there's a lot of people who are very eager to meet him, who've read his book, and we've got a number of emails from these people saying they can't believe he's coming in, and that's amazing to hear, because I just heard about him through Margot Anand, but there was actually a number of people in Ireland who already had read his book and had heard of him, so that was great, and you know, so we didn't feel alone there for sure. Yeah.
And who's your third act, who's after him?
Yeah, our third act is a band called Entheogenic.
Mm-hmm.
And Entheogenic have the word entheogenic comes from an experience that is gained through a shamanic meditation with plant medicines, and that's not necessarily psychedelics, but
like ayahuasca, that type
like of? Ayahuasca, like the the cactuses, you know, various fungi and so on. But it's about the there's a whole visual display, and it's like tribal dance music with kind of ambient music mixed in, and that's the embodiment part of the body movement part of the concert. So we open up to the devotional music at the start with Suda, who's playing the lovely heart music. Then we receive the knowledge or the wisdom from the immortal masters.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's just about dancing, having some fun to some tribal music. But also it's got spiritual themes and vibrations running through this dance music that, you know, it's upbeat. You'll definitely be dancing to it. But it's shamanic based. Yeah.
Okay, so what are the practical bits they need to know? What time's it start? How are the tickets? How much are the tickets? That sort of stuff.
Yeah, the tickets, standard ticket is €50, and the concert aims to be as inclusive as possible. So if you're unemployed, it's only €30. And then between the age bracket of 14 and 18, it's €20.
Hmm.
And OAPs as well are €30 as well.
Right.
So you just need to come, and we have tiered seating at the back of the concert hall. So if you need a seat, there's plenty of mm-hmm. seating. And then the main floor is open floor with cushions, and so people can sit in kind of meditation posture, if they feel flexible enough, of course.
Yeah.
Or just lie down on your back and just relax.
So you could bring your yoga mat if you wanted to, maybe.
We have loads of cushions there. You know, we've created a real cozy atmosphere there. So mm-hmm. it's a real, you know, and as well as that, it's about if you really want to come together and meet like-minded people who are into spiritual stuff and interested in broadening their horizons in that way, this is kind of the place to be, you know, spirituality wise, because it's a lot of fun. It's kind of like meeting your tribe, coming together as a spiritual community that is not associated with any particular religion and is not trying to force any particular beliefs onto you either. It's just an inquiry into spirit, and it's also a place that encourages us being in the heart and having a lot of fun.
And will there be things like food and drink, that type of thing?
Yeah, all the food will be vegetarian. There's also in the cafeteria, there's some ambient chill out music if you don't like the dance band that's at the end. So Aravinder's the meditation that he's going to be doing, we don't know how deep that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So some people may be in a very open, deep space where they just want to be in a bit more of a, you know, stillness. So there's a whole cafe which is a chill out area. They can go in there if they don't want to hear the dance music.
Mm-hmm.
We also have information tables there for people who are being of service selflessly in the world. So we've given tables, free tables, out to different types of movements. So we've given one out to the don't pay the water charges. We've given one out to the equality, the gay referendum that's mm-hmm. happening in May, an awareness table. The Shaolin Temple, which is a charity in Mead, Healing Hub International, which brings lots of different healing and, you know, between natural medicine and orthodox medicine. And the other tables, we've spiritualityireland.org, which is an interfaith site. I forget it. It used to be Hippocrates Europe. You might know the Darren Maguire's new one. What's it called?
Yeah.
Life Change.
Something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Life Change. That
yeah.
Darren is having a table there. So I hope that's it. I hope I'm not leaving one out. I should have made a list.
And will there be things like juices and chocolates and all
There'll
that
be juices
thing?
And chocolates and lots of healthy stuff.
The usual stuff.
And yeah, the usual stuff. And, you know, it'll be great just to kind of, you know, chill out and, you know, meet people and hang out and, you know, yeah.
So if you don't already have plans for the weekend, Saturday night at the RDS, the Conscious Concert, and it starts at...
It starts at 5 o'clock.
Oh, and it's very early. Five.
Yeah. Well, it was started at 1 o'clock last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we're going a bit later. It's just an evening concert this year, going from 5 till 11 at night. And you can get the tickets on consciousconcert.ie.
Consciousconcert.ie. And there are still tickets available?
There's a few left, yeah.
There's a few left. Well, that's wonderful. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you, Enda, for coming back on the show. And we'll see you again for your next Conscious Concert, I hope. Will you be doing another one next year?
Well, I think so. Since it's been guided already, why not?
Why not? And I'll be back here on The Art of Living with another fascinating and amusing and interesting person at the same time next week. So tune in.